they did not attach to me again. And the Lord explained to me, he's like, that's, you know, you are filled with my spirit. Right. You are filled and sealed. Yep. So you have what you need to fight those when they try to come back. Right. Your brother there, he doesn't have that in him. And if you do that, if you speak that and that demon leaves, that spirit leaves him, he's going to go get seven more. And when they return, his house is empty. Yeah. And then the Lord told me, he said, now's not the time.
Yeah, that's a good word.
He's not ready. Because he's not filled and sealed with me yet. Right. And when they come back, it could kill him.
Yeah, be worse off than he was before.
Yeah, and I was like, oh. And then with me going through what I've been going through and battling, and it's like, no, sucker.
Right.
I'm filled and sealed with the Holy Spirit. You ain't got no right to me. Right. You can take those thoughts back to hell where they belong.
Right.
Because you're not isolating me again.
Right.
And it was just what you was talking about, you know, and it starts with thoughts.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where it started. It started with thoughts.
Right.
And it's like, nope, no, wait a minute. That kind of sounds, hang on. And then I'd get goot, and then I'd get... the G word, is that what you call it? Is that what you call it? The G word. I get the G word out, and I would ask, you know, the G word. Where's this in the Bible?
Right.
Where's, and I would say, you know, and it would show me, and I'd go to the Bible, and I would be like, nope. Mm-mm.
Right.
You were close, sucker.
Right.
But I see the twisted. And for me, it's just, it was an eye-opener to me to really understand what he was, what he's been dealing with me about as far as being filled and sealed and where I'm at the, thank you, at the location he has me at to interact with people and show them his love. And going there, it's like when before I get there, it's like, Lord, help me see my brother and sister the way you see them.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them with my physical eyes.
Yeah.
Lord, help me see them with your eyes.
Yeah.
So that I can better show them who you are.
Yeah.
Your love. So I can better love them. And maybe open a door for you to woo them back to you.
Yeah. That's a good word. It's real good.
He's just, you know, the little deal we put on LOL.
Yeah.
The LOL. Laugh out loud. How about we live out loud? How about we love out loud so that we can all come together and laugh out loud?
Yeah. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes. Right? Yes. You know, and when I had COVID and I got a healing in my kitchen, undeniable.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to die. And the Lord said, I was laying there and I was praying, Lord, don't let me die like this. You know, I got these boys here and, you know, and I just heard this sweetest voice say, why are you tolerating that?
Yeah.
Why are you tolerating this? My eyes went boink and I jumped up and I started walking and praying. Walking and praying, and my grandson was, he looked at me kind of funny, And then he got right behind me and we started walking around my house inside.
Yeah.
Praying. And then it was like I went to the kitchen to get coffee and I felt it didn't hurt, but I felt it in my chest. And then at the same time I felt that, it was just white. Everything was white for a split second. And then whenever everything came back, you know, when the light was done,
right,
I could breathe. I instantly felt what felt like was squeezing my chest, my lungs, and my heart. And that's what it felt like. Somebody was inside my body squeezing. Everything released. We have to get convinced. Can't nobody convince me of nothing but me. I have to, it's my mind to be made up.
Right.
And I had to come to a point and a place where I made my mind up. Okay, I'm going to get my Bible. I'm going to start reading the word. But before I open this word, I'm going to make up my mind that every word I read is truth.
That's right.
Period.
Yep.
And I'm not going to move from that.
Yeah.
And if it does not line up with my with the word of God, my Bible, my treasure,
right,
it's got to get.
Yep.
It's got to get.
Stinking thinking, that's what.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, howdy, I had some. People could probably smell my mind a mile away, brother. And, you know, and now we have so much technology. If you don't know where it's at in the Bible,
right,
you can get on that G word.
Yeah.
And say, hey, where does it say this in the Bible?
Right.
The Bible app has a search feature, too.
Uh-huh.
I look a lot of stuff up on in the Bible app.
Yeah. You know, if you're this whole COVID thing has really put a lot of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like even I, you know, even me. But God is the one that brings you out. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, listen for that small voice that asks you, why are you tolerating this? Get up. Get up.
Good.
Would you like to pray to end this out? Any final words?
No, I'll just pray. Father, again, we thank you for your word. And God, we just thank you that as this word has went forth today, Father, that it finds good soil. Father, I thank you that you've prepared the hearts out there already in advance, God, to hear what you have to say, whether they're listening live this moment or whether they catch this later on, Father. Father, I just think about who you are and how big you are. You transcend time and all of that stuff. It's just so cool. You're too big for this mind to even comprehend. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives. I thank you for what you're doing in the lives of every person that has heard your words today, Father. Father, I just thank you that from your words, from the truth that was spoken today, Father, from the word of God that was read, God, that you will bring forth the fruit in people's lives. And Father, that today captives were set free, Father. I thank you that today people will walk in new revelation of who you are and that they will truly begin to see the freedom of Christ, God, and what you purchased and the freedom that that gives our lives in every area. It's not just in a religious life because we don't even have a religious life. Our life is in you and it's life. It's all of it. And we thank you for that, God, because there's no other God out there that can do that. Father, I just bless the listeners today. I just thank you that you move in their hearts, that you move in their lives. God, I feel right now if there's anybody with a need, the word says that if you just come before him, if your heart is aligned with his, if you'll just come before him and ask, just simply ask. God, I thank you that you're going to meet those needs, whatever they are in their lives. Because that's who you are. You're our Father. And we just thank you for loving us. And God, today we just say we love you. And we thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power from myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from Pastor Jason Mong. Y'all have a great day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.